6 o'clock. Tari Beis Amar Aleph. I believe that with them.
Ravin Omar.
Where are you?
After you.
Ravin Omar?
Yeah.
He didn't do the next piece? I thought he did the next piece also. Ravin Omar? I'm starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17th line from the top. Ravina Amar Mahacha. Ravina says that from here we see Chiyas HaMeisim in HaTaira. Rabbi Miyishene Admas Ofer Yakitsu. Many of those who sleep in the ground will wake up. Eilu L'chaya Olam. Those who will go live forever. Life of eternity. The Eilu L'cherpus B'Diroin Olam. Those who will be embarrassed. How does he translate the word Diroin? What? The Charafais is the word. Ve'el L'Charafais L'Dirayin Olam. How does he translate L'Dirayin?
Abhorrence.
I'm sorry?
Abhorrence. Like
abhorrence?
Abhorrence.
What is that?
To hate or to abhorrence and to disgust. Or
to be disgusted, I guess, forever. Ve'ashi Amar Mahacha. Ve'ata and you, Lech L'Ketz, go to the end. Now, the sanuach, and you will rest, the samad legar lecha, and you will get up for your lot, leketz hayamen, at the end of the right. How does he translate that? End the days or end of the right? End the days. One of the mefarshim say, what is ketz hayamen? So the Marsha says, death is called ketz hasmali. That's midas hadin. Death is midas hadin. And Chiyas HaMeisim is Rachmim. So, right refers to kindness, and left refers to judgment. So therefore, that's why Chiyas HaMeisim is called Ketz HaYamin. Even though it means days, but it also uses the word of right, because right signifies, in Kabbalistic terms, the right is Chesed, and the left is Din. So, The Ketz HaYamin is referring to Chiyas HaMeisim, which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. That's the Gemara Vayita Amar Rav Lozer.
You mean the cutoff and the small
right. Amar Rav Lozer. Kol Parnes Shemanagis Atzibur Benachas. Any leader who leads the nation, Benachas means in a soft way, Zaycha Manhigim L'Olam Haba. Will be Zaycha and he will lead them in L'Olam Haba as well. I don't know exactly what will happen in Olam Haba that requires leadership. Shenemar, ki merachmeim, one who has mercy on them, merachamam, yinageim will lead them. V'yal mabui mayim, and on the sources of water, yinahaleim, he will also lead them. Catch up with Rashi. Rashi, v'ataloich l'keitz v'senuach v'samid remel lach shiyamus v'yamid lachimikan. Is a remez that he will die and then will live afterwards. L'keitz hayimin. The end where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring his right hand back up in front of him. It says that in the time of exile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put his right hand in the back. Again, this is what the Marsha says, is the kindness versus judgment. One who has mercy on them in Olam Hazeh will lead them in Olam Haba, meaning leaders who lead with merciful ways and they lead softly instead of harshly, they will lead in Olam Haba as well. That's the Gemara Vayita of Yamar Ablazer. G'dayla Deya Shenitna Ben Shtei Isis. Deya is knowledge. How does he translate Deya? Knowledge, intellect,
understanding
is great. It's put between the two names of Hashem. So it shows you the greatness of the concept if it's stuck in the pasuk puts it in between the two names of Hashem. Shenemar ki kel deis Hashem. Rashi, shtei oisyes shel shem, two letters of Hashem. L'shnachrina kol shemois, all. So shemois of different names of Hashem. Shem Yaminim Baal Mitzvokais Oisu Mitzvoshalai Karalu Isis Lashem Mufla. I think the difference is Isis, Shtei Isis. We have in the Pasuk Shnitnibin Shtei Isis. What's Shtei Isis? So the first chat is two letters. The second pshat is that the ice means a sign of something great, something removed. So the name of Hashem is called Isis because the name of Hashem, like the name Tzvokos is Isu B'Tzvokshalai, is a sign, he's like, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, he's great, he's, you know, wondrous in his hosts, so therefore the name of Hashem is called Isis as to signify the greatness of Hashem.
What is it? This part is between two words, between
two names. Of Hashem. So either it means the two letters of Hashem's name, that's just the way of saying it, that's the first shot. The second shot is saying the name of Hashem is called an ice, because ice means great, wondrous. That's it.
But the bottom line is, I mean...
It's just trying to say it's between the two words of Hashem.
Yeah, that's fine, but okay. I'm just trying to understand, like, okay, what, I mean, anyone, if you have to understand something, to understand it, what's the big deal?
What are you trying to say?
No, what is...
I was just trying to figure out why does it say ISIS, that's
Rashi,
all.
What is Rabbi Lazar?
Oh, we'll get there, we'll get there. He's just saying Deya is great. You should respect Deya. Knowledge, understanding is a great thing. Hashem, the Pasuk puts it in between two names of Hashem. The Amar Rabbi Lazar, Gadol Migdash, Shinitim Beishtei ISIS. The word Migdash, which refers to the Beis HaMigdash, is also great. Also, Hashem, it's put between two names of Hashem. Right, it says, Mochan Lushiptucha, a place for your living, you made Hashem. Migdash, Hashem Kainu Yedecha. So it puts Migdash between two names of Hashem. Maskevur Rav Adar Kachina. So Rav Adar Kachina asked the question, if that's the case, O Makata Gedailin Nakama, and the concept of revenge is also great. Shinitna Beishtei Isis, that's put between two letters of the names of Hashem. The Shiv Kel Nakamas Hashem, Kel Nakamas Evia. God is a God of revenge. A God of revenge has, Evia means has shown, as, what's the word of Evia? Has been Mashpia. What is the word in English?
Influenced.
What? Influenced? That's what he says. You're right. For what is necessary, it's great. To the Ula. What does it mean? Why does it say, Kel Nekamas Hashem, Kel Nekamas Hefia? And Hefia is going back on both Nekamas. That's what Rashi says. If it said Hefia twice. One is for the good of Klal Yisrael, and one is for the punishment of the Gayim. Means that Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he takes Nekamah on the Gayim, Nekama means here not revenge, but Nekama means payback time. For Klal Yisrael will be a good payback, and for Gayim will be a bad payback. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Nekama means payback, right? Let's do Rashi. Rashi is going to this at length. Dr. Rashi, Godel Migdash Choshevu, it's Choshevu, the Milton Kanami, the Gzaili Gedula. Shtei Ophias, the Chsiv, Kel Nekamas Hashem, Kel Nekamas Ephia. The Ketrei Nekama is two times the word Nekama, V'chodo Haifo, V'tarvayu. And Ophia is going back on both of them. The Dhammi command, the Ika, Kol Nekama, Nekama, Chodo Haifo. It's as if it's saying, what does he translate Ophia to mean, influence?
To appear.
What?
It says appear.
Appear. Appear, that the, each Nekama appears separately. What is it? Chadal the Taiva Shay Yisrael. Shashilik Shkhanasim Umasarim, he removed the Shkhina from the Gayim. Ba Yisrael. But currently Nekamais. That is called Nekama, the Shum the Tigmal Taivu. It's a good payback. Shazachu the Shkhina, Al Shamru Nasa Venishma. Who Nekama Hai Netagmo. Nekama does not mean revenge. Nekama means payback. Payback can be good as well. The Achas Luperani is like the Kacham. Shenifrim mehem liyem adin, he will punish them liyem adin. Kaminim v'rekam adim sechut tzavad izara. Naikim Hashem, Hashem pays back, ubal chayim ala akum. And he'll be angry at the goyim, shu ba'atzmoy b'chvoyday nifrim mehem. He and himself will, by himself, punish them. V'haynu hoifo, that's his appearance. Hashem will appear for good for Klal Yisrael, and bad for the Umas
Ha'ilah. The goy did something wrong, right?
Good. The word Nekama is being retranslated the way you always understand. You always understand the word Nekama to mean revenge.
No,
we are now saying Nekama means payback.
Good, payback. I mean, a guy did something wrong, and Hashem's going to pay him for what he did wrong.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I don't want to say anything bad about a yid, but let's say one yid in the world did something wrong.
That's a personal thing. We're talking about the nation of Yisrael. The nation of Yisrael will get a good payback. Individuals are individuals. We're talking about as a nation. Now, I once heard a word here from one of the Slonimer Rebbe's, or a Muscle Slonimer, said a chat that, at least to me, makes this Gemara more understandable. And he said, what does it mean, G'dayla Deya Shenitna Ben Shtei Isis, G'dayla Migdash Shenitna Ben Shtei Isis, G'dayla Nekama Shenitna Ben Shtei Isis, what does that mean? So he says the following shot, and I thought again, to me, it made this Gemara, when I see this Gemara, I see this shot. He says like this, there's different ways of recognizing Hashem. Some people are able to recognize Hashem intellectually, through their knowledge, through their understanding. So, G'dayla Deya Shenitna Ben Shtei Isis. The word Deya is put in between two letters of Hashem, because that's a means of how a person comes to recognize Hashem. Recognize Hashem, that's a means of recognition of Hashem, is through Deya, is through this, intellect knowledge. Then there's some people that can't achieve it through Deya, but they achieve it through emotion. When they're overwhelmed by something, they come to the Beis HaMikdash, and the overwhelming Kedusha brings home the fact that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. The emotion of the Kedusha, the exposure to this great Madrega of Kedusha that exists in the Beis HaMikdash, that's another way to come to recognition of Hashem. So it says, G'dayla Mikdash. And then it says, G'dayla Nekama. There's some people that don't recognize Hashem, not through Das, not through Mikdash. Unfortunately, the way they come to recognize Hashem is through the fact that there's Nekama, there's punishment that awakens them, that they better do something with their lives. So that's G'dayla Nekama. In fact, the Gemara, is the Kama great? That the Gemara in Lamil say, for when it's necessary, Hachanami, then it is a great point. Sometimes it's a necessary fact in waking up the world. So therefore he understands the Gemara when the Gemara says G'dayla, G'dayla, G'dayla. These are ways to come to recognize Hashem's name. That's how he translates. We say in Friday night Zmirois, for those who say the Zmiras of Kolman Kadesh Shvi. We say something that seems to me doesn't make any sense. It says there, M'sheich chazdecha li'aydecha, tel kana v'naykeim. Give the kindness to those who know you, God who takes revenge. Now, if you're asking for chesed, why are you identifying Hashem as kel kana v'naykeim? You should say, M'sheich chazdecha li'aydecha, kel rachum v'chana. So, kana means more than payback, it means anger. Now, why are we mentioning that? So he says, the pshat is as follows. The Yodecha means those who recognize you through Das. They don't need Nekama. Nekama is necessary for those who didn't understand you with Das. So he says, Mishay Chazdecha Liyodecha, give your kindness to those who achieved recognition through Das. Even though you're a Kel Kan of a Nekam, they don't need it. They already got to understanding Hashem through the power of Das. Those who don't understand through Das and don't understand through Migdash, Hashem has to wake them up through Nekama. But those who understand through Das don't need the Nekama. So therefore, if it's the Aydecha, it's to those who know you and achieved it through their understanding, even though Hashem is a Kel Kana of a night game, they'll get chesed because they don't need that wake up call that comes through Nekama. Yes. One is easier than the other. At the end of the day, they all recognize Hashem.
Emotion would be easier because you just feel it.
No, I'm saying it's not superior. What I meant to say is one is less harsh than the other. The ones who have to come through Nekama are having a... I mean, you want to know, is Das superior to emotion? That's what you want to know?
Yeah.
There's a lot. We can sit and discuss this here for a long time. Because in a simple way, the best recognition is one that's achieved through Das. That's the strongest of the three. The most, the longest lasting of the three. Emotion doesn't have the lasting power that Das has. Either does the come, unfortunately. Because it's a wake-up call, it's a shock to the system, but not necessarily does it transform as much as Das does.
Later, it comes down to the time came of being a shalom, so it's not about making the shalom.
Right
after.
Right. Okay, Dr. Gemara Weitz.
I'm just missing one point here. when the base meat is destroyed,
yes,
is that Hashem doing this quote unquote nekama?
Nekama means payback. Let me just tell you a secret. I'm not the Rabbi Nishleilam. I don't know. I can only tell you.
I'm not saying revenge. I'm saying Klai Yisrael is bad, unfortunately. So Hashem has to take it out.
Right.
So why is Rashi changing? Why is Rashi already?
Because Gemara says Achas L'Tayva, and Rashi does not want to understand that L'Tayva means ultimate good, but L'Tayva means it's good. How is Nekama good? Gemara says, "Achas l'midas taiva, v'achas l'midas puranias."
So when Klai Yisrael does well, Hashem is going to.
Why is that called nekama? It says nekama twice in the pasuk. Kel nekamais Hashem, kel nekamais infia. The Gemara wants to know why does it say two times nekama, and the Gemara answers, "Achas l'midas taiva." What does that mean?
People that do good.
I don't care what you want to say. What does achas l'midas taiva mean? Translate the words. One is for good. So how's that nekama?
Okay, the answer is
nekama means payback. What is your problem?
Why can't everybody take it?
But no, why can't it mean that? It means I don't want to say bad for Klai, so why can't it just mean what?
So what does taiva mean? Why does the Gemara say taiva?
It means Hashem is going to pay those that do good, good, for good.
That means nekama doesn't mean revenge. Nekama means payback. That's exactly what Rashi says. Are you bothered by the fact that Rashi separates Klai Yisrael from the Goyim?
Yes.
Because Rashi is going on the ultimate reward. Klai Yisrael is rewarded for accepting the Torah. The Goyim are punished for rejecting the Torah. That's in the ultimate reward Rashi's not going about now. Rashi's going in the ultimate reward. I thought you were bothered by the translation of the word Nekama.
No,
okay, I misunderstood you. I apologize.
Nice making call the I'll
share with you. Fine, thank you. Dr. Gemara writes, V'yamar Ablazer, Kal Adam Shiesh Bideya, Tilu Nibne Beis HaMikdash B'yamav. One who has the understanding, it's as if Beis HaMikdash was built in his days. Shezad Nitim Bein Shtei Aishis, V'zad Nitim Bein Shtei Aishis. By the fact that they're both between the newsstands of Hashem, seeing they're connected. The person who has Deya, it's as if he has a Beis HaMikdash. Meaning he accomplishes through his Deya what others would need a Beis HaMikdash. I mean, obviously he doesn't have the Beis HaMikdash. He's not bringing karbanos. But he himself is gaining from Deya. He's compensating for the loss of Mikdash through his Deya. That's what Gemara seems to be saying. The Rashi? No Rashi. Tata Gemara Bait. V'yamar Ablazer kaladam shiesh b'deya l'saif misasher. One who has Deya, at the end of the day gets rich. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Ubadas, Chadare Mimalu, with knowledge, the rooms get full. Kalhain Yakar Vinoim, all treasures that are precious and sweet. Rashi Ubadas Mehadas Malu Kala Chadarem Hain. The Mashal explains this because a person with das knows where the source of riches are, which is the Rabbi Nishlalam. So he knows who to turn to. He knows the avenue of how one can experience riches. Now, I know you're going to ask me, there are a lot of people with das that aren't rich. I understand that. I don't have an answer. I don't have the chushbinus of the Rabbi Nishleilam. But the Gemara is trying to say is, the right avenue of becoming wealthy is by recognizing where wealth comes from, which is the Rabbi Nishleilam. And that is das. That is the understanding of what happens. And through that das, a person can achieve wealth. What?
Are there rich people?
Yes, there are rich people without das. There's no doubt about it.
Why are we saying this is monetary wealth?
You know. It says, Chadarim Yimalu, the rooms will be full, Kalhain all treasures Yikar Vinoim that are precious and sweet. I would say the rooms are full means physical wealth. There's no reason for me to assume anything else.
Kids?
Again. The Mashal understands it to mean wealth. And it says that through das, a person knows who to ask from, understands, and therefore it's an easier avenue to achieve his wealth. Zunkin Gemara Vait.
I like what you said. I mean, if a person has das, then he realizes that whatever you have.
The pasuk says the rooms will be full. Yeah, I mean, I love all the chatam, and it's great and wonderful. I do want to point out, however, from here, and I don't want to get myself into trouble, that the Gemara does not view wealth as a negative. It views wealth as a positive force. Being an Usher is a positive force to be used. Can be used. A Navi, the Gemara says in the Dharm, one of the attributes that a Navi has to have is that he's wealthy. Because wealth is a means of influence. Therefore, wealth is positive. Being rich, well-to-do is a positive. If used correctly, is a very positive attribute. It's a milah. And therefore, a person can achieve wealth through das, by understanding where it comes from. So the Gemara writes, V'yamar ablazer ka'odam she'em v'ideya asa l'racham olof. One who doesn't have daya is asked to have rachmanos on him. Now, to understand this Gemara, it's a very difficult Gemara. The Gemara comes down very hard on people that don't have daya. Kol adam she'ein by daya does not mean someone who's challenged intellectually or mentally, and we're not allowed to have rachmanos on him. That's not what the Gemara means. I think to understand this Gemara, I'm going to have to take a few minutes. Understand what really das is. Das does not mean just knowledge. Das means, I think, if people will excuse me, but in a bar mitzvah setting, we say a kid becomes bar das. What happens at 13? He doesn't become smarter. Some 12-year-olds are much smarter than 13-year-olds. What do we mean when we say a kid becomes a bar das? At the day he becomes bar mitzvah, he becomes a bar das. Das means responsibility. Knowing what to do. Being responsible for the use of whatever he has, whatever the Rabbeinu Shlom gave him, his das makes him, he becomes responsible. Bar mitzvah boy has become responsible. At 12 years old, he's not held responsible. At 13 year old, he's now held responsible. Kol adam she'em v'ideya means he refuses to exercise his responsibility. He blames everything on everybody else. He's not responsible for himself. He might be very bright. He's not. Aim by daya means he refuses to take responsibility to make decisions based in a responsible way. So asul l'racham alav. Somebody who's not willing to become responsible and take, responsibility for his decisions, we have no mercy on him. Doesn't mean someone who can't make a decision, who's rachman al-Islam, mentally challenged. For him, we have a belt rachmanas. We should have rachmanas on him. It's the people that have the means and refuse to exercise that power of responsibility. It's never their fault. It's not, they can do whatever they want and not worry about consequences. Those kind of people, asa l'rachim alav. Shinemar, kiloi am binaisu. It is not a nation of understanding. Al kein le'achmenu eseyu. The one who created them does not have mercy. V'yaitzroi, and the creator lo'yichanenu is not gracious to them. It means not that Klal Yisrael didn't understand because they couldn't understand. They weren't interested in understanding. They weren't interested in using the tools that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them in a correct, positive way. They let their desires overcome it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I have no mercy in someone who doesn't want to make decisions. So Rashi, this is right, no right. Tzatik my right. V'yamar v'blazer, kom ha'naisim pita in the mishayim by day, yisurim ba'an olof. One who shares his bread with someone who doesn't have das, who someone who refuses to act responsible. So then, somebody who shares his bread is Yisurim Ba'an Olaf. He will get Yisurim, meaning he's wasting his money. He's using his resources in an area where they're not to be used. Let the person become responsible. Don't cover for his irresponsibility. Shinamar, as it says, Lachmacha Yosimu Mazer Tachtecha. Can I have some help?
They will lay Mazor.
Ain't Tvuna Boy, there's no understanding. And what is Mazor? A Mazor El Yisurim. Means because of the guy giving bread to someone that's Ain't Tvuna Boy, who's refusing to accept responsibility, therefore he will be giving Yisurim. Shenamar. Vayar Ephraim eschoyai. Ephraim saw his illness. V'Yehuda es Mizairai. So we see Mizairai is used in context of Yisurim.
What's the Mida Kenegamida?
What is the Mida Kenegamida of Yisurim for giving bread. Why is that mida keneged mida? Why is the surim the mida keneged mida for somebody that I don't know. I'll see if the marshal says something. I don't know. So he says that lechem dagon is supposed to bring a person to das. The Gemara says that though a kid eats dagon grain, his intellect doesn't develop. Das develops through grain. He says that the other Marishan ate a das, according to one man the Amar, was chita. Chita symbolizes das. So if somebody uses his das for someone who has no das, uses the tool of das for someone who has no das, therefore he gets chisurim. But he does not explain why is that mida keneged mida. Don't know.
So simply put, if a person is, let's say, not using his brain to the fullest.
No, that's not what aim by das means. I tried to explain it. It doesn't mean somebody is not.
I didn't say that. No, he has the ability, but he's just not living to his ability, whatever it is. You should let him suffer.
No, I don't think that's what it means. I think a person who does not use his responsibility, he does not accept responsibility for his life. One should teach them that there's no cover-up for not accepting responsibility.
Therefore,
don't give him bread. Don't support him. Let him make his...
If a person is a drug addict and continues to fall off the wagon, at some point you have to show him tough love.
What? See, I'm not going to be, I can't and I won't take responsibility for saying something now that people quote me saying I said that this way. I don't know. Every case has to be taken very subjectively. But the Gemara is saying that a person who refuses to accept responsibility is not where we should be pouring our pity on. People are supposed to be responsible for their lives. We should be giving our resources to those people. This is the same thing here.
But the second mimer says if you continue to show him, give him muslim,
the person who does that will pay a price. Right. Right.
The second mimer says you're going to, don't stop.
Right, it's saying do not, exactly. Now, how that manifests itself practically today, I don't know. I'm not going to answer that question. I don't know. V'yamar Rav Lazar, I will admit, it sounds like tough love. It does sound that way. V'yamar Rav Lazar, kaladim shein b'das l'sayv gaila. A person who does not have das at the end of the day ends up in exile. Shneimar, l'chein gola ami, my nation has been exiled, the b'li das, because of the lack of accepting responsibility. V'yamar Rav Lazar, kol b'ayi she'ein div retire nishmon b'b'layla, eishach l'sayv. Any house the Torah is not learnt with at night, will be consumed by fire. Shinemar. Kol chayshach all darkness, tumun is hidden with spunov. How does he translate this? All darkness.
Every darkness is hidden away for his treasures.
Hidden for his treasures. Techlayu eish loinupach will be assumed from a fire not blown up, meaning Esh of Gehenim, which is not blown by man. Yera Sarid Ba'aloi. One who is bad, that there is a Sarid in his tent, meaning the one who doesn't want a Sarid in his house, that's the one that will be exposed to this Esh Lainupach. So Esh HaKlasa seems to be saying the fire of Gehenim. Ain sorin ol tamidas al chanim shenema b'sevidim asher Hashem kairei. So b'shade is a person who does not want tyre in his house is exposed to this eish loy nupach because ain legeira sorin ba'aloi. He's bothered by the fact that there's tyre going on in his house.
What's the Lila business?
Why Lila? I don't know.
We're working during the
time for Rashi tachlei leish kachayshach tamad letzpunav kolay letzafim v'nechva imatzpuni ha-Tayra. That his nights are hidden from the treasures of Tayra. She'en divay Tayra nishmoam v'oysi v'ayis. Tachlei leish le'nupang ze'esha shogehenem she'en tzarech nipurach. That does not have to be blown up. So, yere sarev v'olay misha rabbe einav she'es sarev v'olay. One who is bad in his eyes, that there is a something left in his tent. Demar Ablazer. I think we'll stop. I think one more, two more lines. Damar Ablazer. Kol she'en amahana tamid ha'chom min ha'chasov. One who does not give pleasure to tamid ha'chom from his wealth. Ha'chasov is not wealth. It's his, what? Possessions. Ein arai ha'sim and bracha lo'aylam. Will not see ha'sim and bracha. Shneme ein sarid lo'aykloi. There is no sarid. Sarid referring to tamid ha'chom. Lo'aykloi to eat. Alkein lo'yachol tuvai. The good will not come on him. Okay, this is as far as we're supposed to go this week. Is there a Rashi? There is no Rashi. Let's go back and we'll start Chazal. The test is